the 2 minutes after that fire goes out, before the psalm starts, it's perhaps the longest 2 minutes in the liturgical year to stand in silence, in darkness, creates a sense of isolation, deprivation. And we don't handle it very well. We want it to be over very quickly. We do not dwell well in darkness, much less in silence. That makes it hard for us to go there. Who wants to go to unpleasant places? And when we experience our own limitations, our own sins, our own shortfallingness, we find it similarly dark and similarly silent and similarly scary. So we tend not to do it. Maybe the psalm has it backwards. Maybe it's not, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I have sinned." Maybe it's, "Help me to realize that I have sinned, because I know that you will have mercy on me." It's only the fact that we know that the light will be rekindled, that the song will begin, that we will get back to normal, that makes those 2 minutes bearable. And it's only our reliance on God's mercy that helps us plumb the depths of our own limitations. We don't want to go there. We're afraid of getting stuck there. But if we are reminded of the mercy of God, the infinite forgiveness of God, the boundless compassion of God, that God is always there for us, even when we're at our worst. He's always ready to lift us up, no matter how down we've gotten. Then we have, with that light, the courage to go there. So the light is, after all, a more powerful symbol than the darkness. Just as God's mercy is more powerful than our sinfulness, God's creativity more powerful than our destructiveness, God's love more all-embracing than our own selfishness. This will be symbolized at the end of this 40-day period. We put out tonight a small fire, and from it we will take the ashes made from last year's palm and put them on our foreheads as a sign of our limitation, a sign of our sinfulness, a sign of our need to grow. All this from putting out a small fire. But we look forward to the kindling of a large fire, a fire that cannot be contained in this building, that needs a place of its own out on the plaza to leap and roar and dance, to awe, to inspire, and when the wind changes, occasionally even to frighten. That fire compared to this fire is like this fire compared to the match that lit it. God's mercy compared to my sinfulness is that much larger. If I remember that, then I have enough confidence to be honest with myself, to look myself squarely and frighteningly in the eye and see how much I need to grow, and to ask God to help me do it, knowing that God will do exactly that with a lot more eagerness than I can muster. That God will always lead us out of the darkness into the light. that God will always cure our selfishness and plant in our hearts God's own divine love. For that, sisters and brothers, let us pray.